Alright. Last week we spoke at length about one idea of the placement, or rather the chronology, the order here of the 11th bracha being after Hashiva Shoftenu, the 11th bracha being after Kippas Galus, and we discussed based on the on the Gemara the idea of connection between Kibbutz Galus, the ingathering of Klal Yisrael, and the Hashiva Shoftenu. Discussed the idea of the foundation of Sanhedrin was really requires the Achdus, the oneness, their body, which is really derives their authority from the unity of Klal Yisrael. And that was what we talked about last week. Tonight, I just wanted to wrap up a few points, a few smaller ideas about general introductory structural kind of points, a couple more points about the order of Shemoneh Esrei. Occasionally in some of the brachos discussed the number. One short thought about this being the 11th bracha, the significance of being the 11th, and then start talking about the bracha itself. So the Migdal Oz writes that Hashiva Shoftenu, our bracha of Mishpat, comes after Kibbutz Galus, after the bracha about the ingathering of the Galus, because he says that first we have the formation of the Jewish society, which is formed through Kibbutz Galus, everyone coming back together, coming to resettle in a Jewish community. And then he writes that the Chachamim are the Ma'amidei Aretz. They're the ones that who stand up the land. They're Mashatzarech Laha'amid Hayishuv. That the Chachamim, they are involved in, or they are really the gears behind that which is necessary to keep society running, to keep for the functioning of really any society, but particularly a Torah society. Really, the Chachamim are the necessary foundation for society to keep running, and therefore, after of Kibbutz Galus, and we have the reformation of the Jewish community in a very real sense. So then we need Hashiva Shoftenu, then we need the return of the Shoftim, the return of the rule, the guidance of the Chachamim, because the Chachamim is the element that keeps society running in a way in which we can all live together. The Rambam, in his Hakdama to the Mishnah, the Rambam has a very long Hakdama. We actually discussed one idea from it previously, but the Rambam has a very long Hakdama where he talks about different aspects of different elements of Shas and different elements of how Torah Shebaal Peh works. Talks about the Masorah, and one of the things that he talks about is he discusses that there are five Chalakim, there are five sections or five levels of mitzvos, and the Rambam says he has there's things that are directly from the Torah, there are things that are drashos, and there are things that are gzeros, and there are things that are harchakos, and then the Rambam in the fifth, the chelak hachamishi, the fifth section, the fifth division of mitzvos is that the chachamim have the role of making takanos and to establish minhagim to keep society running. That aside from the things that are purely for the sake of preserving the keeping of the Torah, but the Chachamim also did things for the protection of people's rights, for the protection of society, to make sure, you know, Chachamim made, you know, a famous example of a takana, Hillel Hiskin Prusbol, was that Hillel was a Misakin, established the idea of a Prusbol, that when Shemitah was coming, you know, people were meant to be generous, and meant to have, you know, Emunah Nekadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, even though Shemitah is coming, they should still give loans to the people who needed it. Reached a point in time when people weren't being as generous, weren't as open-handed, and therefore, when Shemitah was approaching, people would stop giving loans. And there's nothing, I mean, the Torah says, you know, don't be jealous, don't close your hand, but at the end of the day, there's, you know, if they don't give loans. So who suffers from that? Is the poor people who need the money. A poor person who's unable to get a loan. So if no one's willing to give a loan because Shemitah's coming, so the Chachamim came along, not for the sake, it's also, you know, important that people be generous, but not for the sake of any particular mitzvah, but for the sake of protecting the aniyim who would need a loan. So Hillel came along and he was misakin prosbol, he established that there should be this mechanism, since Shemitah at the time of Hillel was only rabbinical in nature, was able to establish, to put in place a rabbinical sort of loophole to that law in order to protect the well-being, the welfare of the aniyim. And you find throughout Shas, you find all kinds of takanos that the Chachamim made for the well-being of people, not because of a chashash iser, not because they were worried that they were going to do some kind of avera, but just in order to protect people from damaging others and damaging themselves. There's a famous rule in halacha called maos einan konos, which, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the idea is that money, currency, can be used to affect a transaction on a Torah level. On a Torah level, if you pay someone for something, that affects a kinyan, that affects an acquisition, and now you become the halachical legal owner of that object. However, Rabbi Yochanan said that what would happen is that somebody would buy something from someone else, they would pay them for it, and now it's right, Reuven buys something from Shimon, he pays him for it, and now it is now owned by Reuven. But where is it? All he did was gave Shimon the money. Shimon still has it. It's sitting in Shimon's property. And now Shimon, what could happen is Shimon's property comes into some kind of danger. Let's say a fire breaks out in Shimon's warehouse. So what's Shimon going to do? He's going to clear out all of his own stuff. And the stuff that Reuven owns, so he's not getting a loss if that gets burned. Reuven owns it. He's not getting his money back. It's, you know, just the fact that it happened to be in Shimon's house doesn't help Reuven. So Shimon's going to take care of his own stuff, but he's not going to take care of Reuven's stuff, and Reuven's going to end up incurring a loss from this. So Chachamim came along and they said, Dvar Torah Maos Konos, on a biblical level, money, currency, affects a transaction, but Midivrei Sofer, Midivrei Chachamim, the Chachamim Misakein, they established that money does not affect a transaction. If you pay someone for it, it does not make it yours until you do Mashicha, until you do Hagvah, until you do one of the other Kinyanim, which actually involves picking up the object in such a way that now the object is at least in a situation in which it's under your control, in which it's under your, and you're able to, if you want, you could take it now. So a seller could never, you know, bully you into paying for an object, and now it's yours, and putting yourself at risk. The Chachamim were misakin that, no, it doesn't work, you don't become the owner through paying for something. There's no halacha on the line there. There is the personal loss of buyers who are putting themselves, are being put into a vulnerable situation. So the Chachamim came along and they make takanos. And that's one of the roles, the Rambam says, is it's one of the primary roles of the Chachamim is to make takanos like that, is to establish enactments which are for public good. And that's the I think this is the same idea that the Migdal Oz is saying, that after you have Kibbutz Galus and you have all of Klal Yisrael coming together, it's necessary to have the shoftim come back in order to keep society running, to take charge and run society in such a way that the well-being of everyone is protected. So you need the next step in order to that things not deteriorate, things not fall apart, is Hashiva Shoftenu, is the returning of the Shoftim, the returning of the Chachamim, who will take charge and make sure that everything is running the way it's supposed to run. The Ra'avan, we've mentioned this Ra'avan before, the Ra'avan, quoted by the Abu Jaham at the end of Shemona Esrei, writes that there's a parallel of the first six of the middle brachos to the second six of the middle brachos. The middle brachos consist of really 13 brachos, but it's six and six with two ways that the Rishonim say it. Either Shomea Tefillah is kind of a summary, all-inclusive bracha, or else the way that the Rabbein of Chai says it is that Malan Al Shinim is encountered because it was added in later, but that there's a parallel between the first six of the middle brachos and the second set of the six middle brachos. So in this lineup, in this parallelism, so Hashiva Shovtenu corresponds to, his parallel, matches up with the bracha of Hashivenu, Hashivenu Avinu L'Sorah Secha. So the lineup, what's the general theme of the first six, and what's the general theme of the second six? The first six brachos are the brachos of a yachid, are brachos on an individual level, even though they're in Lashon Rabbim, even though they're said in plural, but they are relevant to everyone, but on an individual basis, relevant to each individual. You know, refuah, healing, is something that everyone needs, but it's not needed on a communal basis. Each individual needs a refuah, needs a recovery. So the first six are all things which are relevant to individuals, individually. And the second six are all communal needs, that Mashiach is not coming for each individual, Mashiach is coming for Klal Yisrael. So all the things, the rebuilding Yerushalayim is not being rebuilt for each individual and for everyone individual. Yerushalayim is something that's done for communally, is done for the tzibur, for the rabbin. So the first six brachos for the yachid, for the individual, there's Hashivenu. For in the individual, his bracha is Hashivenu Avinu Sar Secha, is to return us to the Torah. For the rabbin, for the public, the parallel on a public sense of that is Hashiva Shoftenu. The public, the broad application of Hashivenu L'Sor Secha, of return us to your Torah and return us to doing the mitzvos, is Hashiva Shoftenu. The public Hashivenu, the public bringing us back to doing Ratzon Hashem, is Al Yedei HaRachamim, is done through the Chachamim. The Chachamim direct the Tzibor, direct the public at large, for how to return to Hashem, for how they are meant to return to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore the parallel to match up to Hashivenu is Hashiva Shoftenu, is the public application of tshuva, of doing teshuva, is by having the Chachamim reinstated and directing Klal Yisrael for how to return to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Just to add one facet to this idea, in the first six brachos, the first bracha is Chonein Hadas, and many of the Farshim explain, there Avon points out that Chonein Hadas, the Hashem giving Das, leads to Hashivenu, because Deya Das leads to Tshuva. Once a person becomes aware of everything that in the Torah, once a person becomes aware of their responsibilities, once a person becomes aware of what a Kadosh Baruch Hu expects from, and how much he owes a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so Mimela, automatically, that leads to Teshuvah. He realizes, you know, how great what the misdeeds that he's done are, and how great the responsibility on him is, and that leads to Teshuvah. So the Chonein Hadas leads to Hashivenu, because Deya leads to Teshuvah. So too, in the second six, in the six brachos that are for the rabbin, that for the public application, that the kibbutz galius, that the ingathering of the galius, leads to Hashiva Shoftenu, that through the reformation of the tzibur that leads us to the reinstating of the shoftim, that leads us to the ability to form a tzibur, to form a community which is dedicated to avodas Hashem, and that leads to the return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a public basis, on a national basis, as a result of the reformation of a community of the Jewish people. So the same parallel that you have, that the Chonein Hadas leads into Hashivenu, so you have the same thing in the second six, that the Kibbutz Galias leads into the Hashiva Shoftenu. Just one more point about just the order of the brachos, and that is that Hashiva Shoftenu, the returning of the Memshala Al Yedei Mishpatei HaTorah, the returning of the rulership being guided through the laws, the rules of the Torah. So this bracha, Hashiva Shoftenu, is sandwiched between Kibbutz Galias and the chain of the Arat Tzadikim and Ubnei Yishalayim and Asa Tzemach David, that the return of Memshala, the return of the rulership of authority being run through